Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day.
Hump day.
Thanks for being with us.
Damn.
Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
I was doing great until I pulled into the damn parking lot here at Colony Square this morning. What you looking at, Bo? Is my mic going off? Oh, yeah. I was good until I pulled into the damn parking deck this morning.
No spots to park in?
Oh, I got the first spot again on the red deck. Like, all I got to do is pull out, go to the gate. So, no.
So was there, like, a lot of oil on the ground? Did you slip and have a fall?
Nothing, man. No? It's a beautiful day. Walked outside. And
elevator
everything.
Didn't come?
Everything was beautiful.
What happened?
Perfect. The damn Hawks. Obviously, they lost last night. Yeah. They battled and everything like that. And what the hell was Dylan Brooks doing? Was he giving Trey a neck massage?
Being Dylan Brooks.
Well, he gave him a neck massage.
Yeah, he was being Dylan Brooks.
I'm amazed. And they gave them both techs for that?
It's outrageous. Like, the fact that that was a double technical is just...
For giving a man a neck rub?
Yeah, well, he grabbed the back of his neck. Trey didn't do anything. Like, they were kind of jawing at each other, and then Dylan grabbed
the back of his neck, and he didn't do nothing.
He didn't do anything.
Didn't do nothing.
And then they gave him both the double tech.
I'm mad because he didn't do nothing. You let at least swipe his hand off of him.
Yeah.
Let that man rub on the back of your damn neck like that.
Dylan Brooks is such a irritant.
He let him rub on his neck, Bunk. Gave him a damn trap massage. Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
Yeah, and that's not the worst thing that's happened.
That's not the worst thing that happened. Man, you see Jalen Johnson's on the sideline with a sling, so you know it's something serious.
Yep.
And then, right, it's like, when I pull in the parking deck, I see the Shams tweet, Jalen Johnson, surgery, torn labrum, out for the year.
Out for the year. Jalen Johnson will miss the remainder of the season, which, by the way, is a lot of games.
Yes.
There's 35 games left in the season for the Hawks. They've lost 6 in a row.
You can rehab a torn labrum.
You'll
have surgery.
Yeah, that's true. He's opting for the other path.
I would do.
And so he'll be back next year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is not, like, the best thing to say because, you know, we're covering him and we're rooting for him and want him to do well, but, like...
It's been a long damn off.
He'll be back next year and so will the Hawks.
It's going to be a long damn season.
Because this is kind of what it is, right? Like, obviously, he hasn't missed all 6 of these games that they've lost, but he's missed the majority of time in this slide. You just see what they aren't without him. And with the trade deadline next week, there's no reason to be anything other than sellers. Try to get some draft picks so you can keep building up around the young core that you have. But it's frustrating because Jalen was having a really nice year. Like, obviously, he stepped into the role last year and he earned the contract that he got. And he was having a great season. Not great, but, like, you know, really, really good. He was taking a step this year and he was maybe going to be an all-star. Probably not, but, like, a borderline all-star. And when all the guys were healthy and on the court, they were pretty good and could be competitive with anybody. What was the ceiling? I don't know, but it was definitely going to be the playoffs. Who knows? Maybe you get in the playoffs and get some injury luck and beat a team. Maybe you win a playoff series. I don't know. Not now. I mean, now it's, you know.
It's already spiraling, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
It was. You know, you lost your sixth game in a row last night, and I love that we talk about fight and battle. Loss is loss. You know, they all count the same.
Yeah.
No matter how much you don't get, well, like
you also don't get credit for last night's fight and battle like you did the night before when literally no one played. Yeah. Last night, Trey and DeAndre Hunter and, you know what I mean? Like you had a lot of your starters last night.
I mean, it's going to be a rough season. But I think Coach Quinn, because I've seen enough to know that I knew before he got here, but he's a great coach. They play hard for him and things like that. This is going to come down to a talent thing. You know, and then you sit down. I mean, obviously, you see Bogey sitting down last night, Clint sitting down with back spasms. And so those two look like they're going to be on the move. And like you said, bring in the draft picks and try to reset this thing. Not all the way reset.
It's not a reset. It's just keep building youth.
You got to continue to go in that direction. But it sucks, man, because like you said, Jalen has been playing really well. Came on the scene last year. Missed some games last year because of an ankle and everything like that. But played well enough for the Hawks to view him as a cornerstone piece. So they give him the contract this offseason. And like I said, he's playing well. And you could tell throughout, even before this six-game stretch, you know, what he was going to solidify himself as, the second-best player on his team. And now he's not here, and you're going to see a lot of other guys that are going to be out there. I know one thing. I mean, watching the game last night, watching Larry Nance do a pick-and-roll one-on-one ISO on the wing, I was like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, no one wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Except for the defender.
Yeah, nobody
the defender wants to see
like,
that.
Just the way they shot the ball last night.
Yep.
I mean, I was like, damn, like, y'all just stop shooting them. Like, stop shooting them.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't make layups last night.
No, they shot really poorly last night. I read a thing where Trey, you know, this is never going to happen, but, like, if all of the shots were made that Trey put guys in position to get an assist, he would have had 25.
Yep.
He had 9.
Yep.
Like, they couldn't make a shot. They were 1 of 29 on three-pointers where the defender was anywhere near them.
Yes.
So if there was any level of defense at all for Hawks shooters, then they were just going to miss the three. I guess they made a couple open ones, but they shot 23% from three. And even with all of that, and Houston's a good team, and they're on the second half of a back-to-back, but they had a great look.
It went down,
at the end,
yeah,
off of a great play design out of a timeout, and you had the guy shooting it that you want shooting it. Like, DeAndre Hunter
has
been as good as anybody this season. Yeah, and it was in.
It was in.
And then it's the worst possible brick because it bricks over the backboard, and then they get the ball. You can't even fight for an offensive rebound or whatever. And so that was basically that. I mean, that was that. And then they inbound it and kicked it around like a high school team, and you couldn't foul them.
Right.
It's like, at least foul them. Like, come on. At least extend this thing and pretend like there's a chance. They couldn't even foul them, and then the game ended like that. So the last three things that happened in that game, four things if you want to include Trey not doing anything, is Trey got a neck massage from Dylan Brooks.
He did.
And then didn't do anything about it. Or no one else did either, by the way. Like, because that's the other thing. Is like, Trey, you know, Trey's a little fella. Maybe there's a goon out there to step up for him. Nobody fought Dylan Brooks or anything like that. They kind of got in his face a little bit, but you know.
I don't even think that was a tech on Dylan. He just gave him a neck massage.
That's a tech on Dylan. You can't be touching people's necks.
Yeah, he gave him a neck massage.
Yeah, but again.
Look tense, Trey.
Yeah, but again, like, they weren't doing anything. They were collapsing. So Dylan Brooks was like, what am I going to do? Let me try to irritate these guys, like, and play my role, which is what it is. And the Hawks stopped at that point. Yep. Like, that was it. Like, that was it. Because the Hawks were on a 15-2 run at one point in the fourth quarter to fight their way back into that game. Houston thought the game was over after three, and they were ready to get out of here with a win. And the Hawks were running them down. And ultimately, they didn't. They missed that three. That was the second thing that happened. And then the Rockets inbound the ball, kick it around, and that was that.
Game time.
Game over. Six in a row.
Yep. Game time. And they got – I mean, even if they had Jalen, it's a tough-ass stretch they got coming up, too. And so you look at it from that standpoint. I don't even know what to damn say. I mean, you're going to see a lot of what am I thinking of?
You're going to see a lot of Veet Krejci. Who's a nice player if he's your eighth guy.
And then, I mean, just a lot. You're going to see a lot of guys. Obviously, they're going to keep DeAndre Hunter in his role, so he's not going to come up to the start lineup. You saw that. If you didn't know that by now, with guys being out and who they continue to run out in the smoke, he's going to stay in his role as that sixth man. Mm-hmm. I wish it wasn't that way. I wish he could, you know.
No, it's fine with me.
It is what it is. Meaning that I wish he was number four overall pick that was in the starting line.
Oh,
the biggest question to me was, Risha Shea played the night before. Did he injure himself?
Risha injured himself.
Okay. Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe. I
have no idea. trying to put a smiley face on the thing. I don't know. Guys don't play too far, Andy, even if they're 19.
Say this boy 19. Damn, I got kids his age. My son is older than him.
How's his jumper? Because they need some guys.
I mean, he can jump. You see
yeah, he's
high
a very
jump,
good jumper.
He can high jump. But, I don't know how that's going to correlate to basketball.
Yeah, backup point guard?
Yeah, man.
That's could be a defensive stop. Yeah, it is. It sucks. It just sucks.
Yeah.
It is, you know.
Because, you know, we weren't saying, but damn, you just don't want to fall off.
No, I mean, it was never going to be that, but you could at least see, all right, they pivoted from some of the decisions they made the last couple of years. The Dyson Daniels move has worked out really nicely. Yes. It's like perfect for what they needed. And when you had Trey and Dyson and Jalen and Reese Shea and Capella, really, when Capella was in the starting lineup, it's all six games since Okongwu has been in the starting lineup. It's not entirely on him, but it is also true. That starting five was pretty good. Like, that was a pretty solid starting five, especially defensively. Yes. Like, that's the thing. They had made such strides on defense. And then that also offered them a pretty nice second unit as well when Bogey was – I mean, Bogey's just had a bad year.
Yeah, the Olympic curse.
On the random nights when Bogey was okay.
Who else? Him, Embiid, who else?
I don't know. Is Jason Tatum still mad?
Yeah. Did you see him shun Steve Kerr?
Uh huh.
Like,
yeah, he's mad.
He's upset.
Yeah, he benched him.
He didn't bench him. He just didn't play him. It's a difference.
Yeah, yeah, right. Because being benched means you were out there and then you got benched.
Yeah, he just didn't play him.
He just was a bench warmer.
Yeah.
He just made him a bench warmer.
I guess he thought he was built like Halliburton. This is Jordan Ryan.
Dude, Hallie was thrilled.
He was great damn time.
He was like, cool, I don't even have to play.
I mean, with all these French bunnies.
And I get an Olympic gold medal.
Yeah, man. I'm walking over my medal and these bunnies are going to follow me. These French bunnies.
No one's ever signed a $300 million contract and had a bad summer in the same summer except for Jason Tatum.
That's it.
He had a bad summer.
Yep.
What happened? Well, I signed the biggest contract in NBA history.
Yep.
And I won an NBA championship. Why was it so bad? Steve Kerr was mean to me in France.
Steve Kerr took it away from me. Yeah, man, but yeah, I mean, bringing it back home, it's going to be a long damn year, man.
I don't know. I mean, it's about seeing what you got in some of these rotational guys.
Like
honestly,
who?
I mean, you'll get a chance to see more Muhammad Gay. He'll play more. You'll get a chance to see more.
We want that?
No,
oh, okay.
We don't want that.
That's how you're trying to like phrase it, like. This is a good thing that we get to see Muhammad Gay?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh, okay.
No, right. It's a terrible thing.
Okay.
But instead of just saying season's over, click off, I'm saying at least like last year when things spiraled out of control and were terrible, you got to see Vic Krejci play.
Oh.
And you were like, all right, this is a guy who can actually do some stuff. He can come off your bench. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean... That's what it is.
The worst thing in the NBA is when bench players become starters.
That's when you know it's bad. The NBA is when there's 35 games left in the season. It's not even the trade deadline, nor is it the All-Star break. And you're talking about the silver lining being Mo Gay is going to get more playing time.
Yes.
That's not great.
No, it's, oh, no.
That's not great.
It's not great.
Hey, by the way, we got a watch party coming up on Saturday. Let me emphasize the fact that the first 100 fans get a free Michelob Ultra.
Go get your drink.
You're going to need it. You're going to need it. But you should come hang out with 92.9 The Game, me, Michelob Ultra, Hawks watch party. They take on the Pacers, who are playing pretty good right now. On February 1st, that's this Saturday, starting at McRae's Tavern in Smyrna. Come hang out with the Hawks dancers, the flight crew. We're going to give away prizes. And like I said, the first 100 fans are going to get a free Michelob Ultra.
I might come join you, Doug. I think I'm going to be in that area.
In a free Mick Ultra?
I think I'm going to be in the area.
Well, come on down. Yeah. First one's on me.
Andy's buying.
Right. I'm buying the first 100.
Yep.
One each.
So,
second
we
one's
know
on you.
Faces, damn it.
Yeah, I remember faces.
Yeah.
I'm good with faces. All right. We'll come back. Talk about stuff that isn't that, hopefully. Thanks for being with us. First Hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com. Sports Radio 92.9.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the game.
And now in it comes to Dyson, a three-pointer. No good, and that's the game. Well, a very, very poorly officiated game. I have to say it. I'm sorry, you can't sugarcoat it. A terribly officiated game, and the Hawks got absolutely hosed. So your final score here in Atlanta, the Rockets 100, and the shorthanded Hawks, who battled all night long, 96.
It's frustrating. There's definitely other factors that go into it. But, I mean, whenever you're fighting the way we're fighting and we're still giving ourselves a chance with everybody out there, I mean, it's a good sign. And but you obviously want to win.
Yeah, that's Trey after the game. Six in a row sucks. Definitely heard it in Steve's voice at the end. They were letting them, I mean, there was definitely some stuff in the fourth quarter that was like, all right.
Come on.
The fact that was a double technical is ridiculous.
He got my neck massage.
Yeah, man. Trey didn't do anything. Dylan Brooks touched him weird. But here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say about Dylan Brooks.
That's what he does.
He's an agitator. That's what he does. The score at that point was 98-95. The Hawks scored one free throw the rest of the game.
Yep.
Like, Dylan Brooks acted up because they weren't playing good. Like, they were letting that lead slip away. They were doing nothing on offense. All of the Rockets players had decided the game was, or maybe they were out of gas. I don't know, because they played the night before and had a hard-fought win over the Celtics. I don't know what it was. But Dylan Brooks was like, all right, you know what would probably be a good idea is start doing crazy stuff, and maybe I can get in these guys' heads. And he did.
Yep.
He did. He grabbed Trey on the back of his neck, weird. Trey didn't do anything about it. Nobody else did anything about it. And then they went 45 seconds the remainder of the game and scored 0 points.
Zero. So,
I mean, be mad at him if you want, but that's his job, and he did it, and they got the win. So ultimately, that's what the point is.
Yeah.
So I guess good work by him.
I mean,
they let him play. I mean, there was a lot of contact. Trey got knocked down a couple times in the fourth quarter, bringing the ball up the court. There was some moving screens, but like at a certain point, like, all right, this is what the refs are doing tonight. Like, the refs are calling the game like this.
Yeah.
What are we going
to
do?
Adjust to it.
Are we going to keep flopping and yelling mid play and being mad at him, or are we going to toughen up and try to play through it? And again, give the Hawks credit. They played really well in the fourth quarter. They cut into a huge deficit and almost won the game. Had a look with DeAndre Hunter from three that would have given them the lead. Maybe they go on to win it. But, you know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and talk about refs and all that kind of stuff. Certainly you're undermanned.
Right.
Yep. Like you're missing guys. And really the story
and
of the day
that,
is...
And all that, you had a clean look.
Yeah,
ball rolled around and went out.
Yeah, a clean look to take the lead with under 30 seconds left in the game. The story of the day, though, unfortunately, is not any of that. It's that you're going to be undermanned for the rest of the season. Jalen Johnson's out for the rest of the year. Torn labrum, going to have surgery. He's done. So that really sucks.
It does.
Because... him and Trey have formed a really nice 1-2 punch. I think probably still at this point he's number two, but he's ascending, man. Yep. Like, everything that he does on both sides of the floor makes this basketball team better. So losing that for the remainder of the season is going to be a huge deal. I don't know how you weather that storm and stay afloat. I don't know how you do that. Hopefully they can, you know, on Trey and Quinn Snyder and whatever they do at the deadline. But it's a huge deal. It's really going to be hard to make this season what it maybe could have been.
Yeah, man. I mean, when you lose a guy like that, anybody who loses their second best player a lot of times is going to struggle. You saw the Lakers, they had playing great, lose 80 early in the game. They end up getting the hell beat out of them by the Sixers. He's going to be evaluated in 1 week, so he's going to miss games, and they're going to struggle in those games, you know.
Yep.
And so when you look at a guy like Jalen Johnson, and you always talk about, I mean, we talk about the points, but his defense, the way he defends and everything, has also been a big deal. And so without him, you know, we were, you know, tongue-in-cheek having fun with it, but the guys that are going to have to go over there, that are going to have to fill in these roles, are not as good as him. It's not even close.
Yeah, I'm not being tongue-in-cheek when I say that.
Yeah, it's like, like, they're not even close.
Not even, yeah,
they're
it's not.
Even close. And so these guys, I mean, you got – Coach Quinn's going to have to coach his ass off. Trey's going to have to try to go to another level. Obviously, you're going to need Richie to come back and stay in the lineup, I'm assuming, and, you know, and build off of that. Kind of seems like Bogey and Clint are leaving.
Seems that way.
Seems that way.
Second straight game Bogey didn't play. At least last night he was listed as out with like a personal thing.
Yeah.
Two nights ago he just didn't play.
Yeah. And so then you got Clint late scratch or whatever you want to call it, scratch back spasms. Yeah. And so
that happens.
It does. But so now you know you're going to go and you're going to try to go through this youth movement, try to get you some younger players on this roster that hopefully that contribute. Getting Jalen back, obviously you got DeAndre Hunter's coming back. It looks like Big O is going to be. Is this his contract year, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know how they go about that signing him or not. And then you got to try to add the pieces around it, man. But yeah, it just sucks because I wouldn't pencil in the Hawks in for the NBA Finals. But I damn sure was having a good time watching this team hold play and compete every week, every game.
It felt like what was happening on the floor kind of lined up with what honestly, it was better than what I thought it was going to be.
Andy,
to
they
be
were
fair.
Just 200. They were just above 500, two games.
Yeah, they were three games, actually.
Three games above 500.
Now they're three games under.
Last week.
Yeah. Yep.
It was all good a week ago.
Well, they beat the Celtics.
Yes.
But they beat the Celtics in overtime.
It was all.
It was like, dang, they're 7-3 against the top three teams in the East.
It was all good a week ago.
And they have not won since then, and Jalen Johnson's out for the remainder of the season.
Ugh.
There you go. No, it sucks. It's really, really, it's a huge bummer. It's, it puts a... It puts a big wrench in the development plans, and so, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of is what it is. Hey, great news, though, for the other professional basketball team,
man.
In town.
Way to go, lady.
The Atlanta Dream signed Brittany Griner.
Did not see that coming.
No.
Did not see that coming.
I didn't know she was a free agent.
I did not either.
I never would have thought that she would leave Phoenix.
Yeah.
Been a 10-time All-Star there, and that's the biggest signing in their history a free agent standpoint, so... The Dream are probably going to be good now.
They're going to be good. I mean, you put her and Ryan and those girls together, and obviously, Brittany, she's a defensive presence, rebounds, all those different things.
Yeah.
She's an intimidator.
She is.
And everything like that. And so, yeah, when I saw it yesterday, I was like, what? Because, you saw some other trades with, Casey Plum?
Yeah, Casey Plum got traded to LA.
Sparks, and then, yep. I mean, it's
Jewel
a lot of,
Lloyd.
It's been a lot of movement this week as far as the WNBA. And so, yeah, getting a star player like Brittany Griner, a premier all-star, like you said, one of the best shot blockers ever in the history of the game. And, hopefully that can give, because we know the fans are into it. The place stays sold out over there. And now you bring another all-star caliber player to go in there with Ryan Howard. I thought it was just a great move.
It's awesome.
Great move.
Hey, also good news for Georgia basketball. They won last night.
Got
a win.
That one tapped away by Davis. He's on the leak out. And he misses. Good transition defense by LeFou, not giving up on the play. Kane all alone. Blue for three.
Thank God.
Bo tells me there was a wrestler named Blue Kane as well. That was Blue Kane who plays for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Made a three in the game. They beat South Carolina last night.
I don't think it's the same person.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's the same guy. Yeah. But they needed it. They had been scuffling.
Only Kane I know wrestling is Undertaker's brother.
Kane.
But you said, was Blue Kane?
There was a Blue Kane, and he was told to cease and desist because he looked too much like real Kane.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Damn, I thought
he was
wrestling.
The exact same guy, get up. Mask.
He was just
Blue Kane.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, damn! I stopped watching wrestling. Right, I stopped watching wrestling when Kane's mask came off. I think that's what it was. I stopped watching it that long ago.
Now he's a senator.
He really?
Yes, he is actually.
Wow.
Yes, he actually.
That's
is.
A common path, I guess, from professional wrestler to politician in charge of real life stuff. Yeah, that's good.
They needed that one, Georgia. I mean, you talk about you get ranked and then you lose three conference games in a row. Obviously, that was having a big win right there, and they're still in the mix as far as we talked about yesterday. They were saying that 13 teams from the SEC, I mean, obviously it's the top-notch basketball in the conference. Tennessee lost last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tennessee lost last night to Kentucky at home.
Yeah, and Kentucky a couple nice wins in a row now.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you look at it from that standpoint, this is a competitive division, but the Dogs needed this one so bad.
Yeah.
They needed it so bad.
Look, I mean, it's all in front of them. They put themselves in a great position to make the NCAA tournament. Haven't done it in a long time. So, it's under their control to make it, and hopefully they get back on track after last night and win some more games. Georgia Tech lost to Notre Dame last night on the road 71-68. We're still kind of waiting for the official word on Miguel Almiron from Atlanta United.
It's happening.
It's probably.
It's happening.
It's probably going to.
It's happening.
We just got to wait till they do it.
Yeah.
You know, travel and.
It's happening, Andy. Well, I mean, don't visas roll over?
I don't know much about them.
I mean, are they waiting to get him a visa?
Yeah, I don't know. Again,
oh, yeah,
I'm the wrong guy to ask about visas.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but yeah, it would be great to have Miggy back.
Yeah, I mean, that would be it would be very exciting.
I mean, he's still a relatively young player. The biggest thing in Newcastle plays, he was injured a lot.
Yeah, that, and also the league's just way better, so it's not going to dominate did here.
But it was so crazy watching him. He looked smaller over there. So when his first year, when I watched some of his Newcastle matches, he just looked smaller.
Yeah.
But he was still rolling.
Yeah, he's incredibly fast.
Yeah, but he just looks smaller.
Yeah, I'm sure you get him back over here, he's probably still going to be able to dominate over here. So. Also bring back a guy who's really popular with
and
the
bring
fans.
Bring Joseph back.
What's Joseph up to?
Where was it last? Montreal last, I think?
I think that's right.
I think it's Montreal last. I don't think Joseph doing anything. Go bring Joseph back.
Probably still has a house here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, with this housing market,
he
probably couldn't sell it.
It looks like he plays for San Jose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you been to San Jose?
I have, yeah. It's not good.
It's not good?
No.
Yeah, I mean, you prefer to be here. But we still love you here, Joseph.
We do.
We still love you here. Now, I don't understand what's going on with the other DP players. It seems like it might be some, you know, other teams maybe in it, because Mike told us yesterday that he got hurt in his last match, so we don't know how that goes. But, bringing Miggy back will be big.
All right. Well, we're going to come back and talk about the NFL draft. Jalen Johnson got hurt. Man, we were so ready to spend the next couple of months getting pumped up for the Hawks. And we still will.
I got my jersey, though.
We still got your jersey.
I'd like to thank the Hawks for the jersey that they wore last night.
Those jerseys look good.
I got it.
I really like those jerseys.
It was my thing today. Very, very nice. Number 24, got my last name on it. Love it. Thank you, Atlanta Hawks.
It's very, very nice. And it looked good last night on the court, too. It's mock draft season, so we'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, 20 minutes away from getting into an NFL no huddle. Saints are still looking. Still searching. Still trying to find that next coach. Give you the latest couple names that might be interested or not, or they're interested in that might not be interested, but the search goes on for them. Everybody else found their coach. Hey, 92.9 The Game is Atlanta's radio home of Super Bowl 59 coming up in just about a week and a half. Join us with the Chiefs and Eagles live from New Orleans on February 9th. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home for the NFL on Westwood One, brought to you by your greater Atlanta area McDonald's. Enjoy steak on any breakfast favorite. By Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors. By Prize Picks, run your game. And by Chattanooga Whiskey, the Tennessee Way. We'll get into some NFL.
Do you remember your first Super Bowl, the first one you ever watched?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I do. And I don't remember a ton about it other than that we went to a Super Bowl party and we watched the Giants play the Bills. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know how old I was. What year was that? 1990?
Right.
Probably. So I would have been 5 years old at that point. So I didn't really know what was going on other than everyone was super fired up about it, and it was a close game at the end, and it was incredibly exciting.
Oh.
I was like, oh, this is great. Like, people really seem to like this thing.
Yeah, I can remember my first one I ever watched. Sat and watched the whole one was Washington versus Denver.
Okay.
And Doug Williams. That was my first one I remember watching. And from that day, I never missed another one.
Yeah.
To whatever's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think I've missed one.
I haven't missed one since that. But yeah, it's like
I remember the first one 59. That I watched and paid attention to was the Cowboys Bills. Was a couple years later,
right?
Because my godfather is a huge Cowboys fan. Don't hear as much of that from him these days as we used to back then.
Dude.
A lot of chirping back then from old Raj. Not so much these days.
The only Cowboy fan that I talk to is my man Jimmy. Him and Dolores's husband. And like he'll just text me randomly. And I try not to reply to the Cowboy text because I don't want to upset him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, do you want me to say it's going
to
be okay?
There's just nothing to say now. Like,
there's nothing to say.
You know, maybe in years past there was some trash talk back and forth, but right now, what are they saying anyway? Like, what are you saying if you're a Cowboys fan?
I don't know, but it's so
funny. What trash are you talking?
Because the press conference, the funny thing about the press conference, talking about the Dallas Cowboy press conference with Shoddy, was how Jerry was talking and the dude was next to him.
Right.
Like, damn, Jerry?
Yeah. Like, all those quotes we played yesterday about, like, I'm not afraid to take a long shot.
Yes.
A lot of success
is a big risk.
It's like, dude.
It's not the sexy hire.
You're introducing this guy right now. He's sitting right next to you. Like, saying that he's the biggest risk you've ever taken while he's sitting next to you is not exactly a confidence builder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I know. That was crazy. His son saying stuff was crazy. You hear clips from it and you see the highlights of Jerry Jones just being crazy. But did Schottenheimer even talk? He had to have.
He said
but did he say anything?
I think he said, we're going to win championships, multiple championships, or else why do you do this? I think that's what he said.
Okay. Well, that's the right thing. Everyone says that.
Something like that.
Everyone says that. So that's good.
Yeah, whatever.
The goal is to win championships.
What's it is?
Is it? Whoa. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, he has a point.
I always like when people get introduced to, like, they get signed to teams or you're a new head coach or something like that, and you say that, and then the fan base is like, oh, hell
he's
yeah.
all in, man.
This guy said the goal is to win championships.
He's all in. He wants to win this championship,
all right,
man.
Good. Then
he's all in. Yeah, okay.
They're probably solid then.
Yeah, sounds good.
Before we get into some of this NFL draft stuff, because again, there's a lot of time between now and the NFL draft, so we'll have plenty of time to stretch our legs on this. The trade deadline in the NBA is right around the corner. Look, as much fun as it kind of was to talk about maybe what the Hawks would do to add to the roster right now,
they add
nobody. With the Jalen Johnson news of today, which, by the way, if you're just joining us, is that Jalen Johnson has a torn labrum. He's going to miss the remainder of the season, and so that's where the Hawks are at right now, plus a 6-game losing streak. I would be surprised to see them do anything but sell and try to get some draft assets next week. But there's some interesting players. Like, De'Aaron Fox is now officially on the market.
And it's crazy
in Sacramento.
Because his plan, I won't say his plan worked out, because they offered him the max this past summer. He's like, no, I want to wait and see.
Yeah.
He saw, now he's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where he has to be moved by next week. You know, because of the fact is that he can be a free agent, and you don't get nothing. And
or they wait to the draft, and you kind of do it there.
But I'm saying
because the NBA does it in reverse. You know, the draft is before free agency.
But I think that in you know, as teams come out, it seems like, well, from Sean's word now, because Woj is gone, he wants to go to San Antonio.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Of course he does. every young point guard probably, or young guard in general, wants to go to San Antonio.
Hell yeah.
They got an alien on their team.
Yes.
He's 20 years old. He's 7'5".
Yeah.
He's going to be dominating the league for the next 15 years.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. That'd be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
De'Aaron Fox is a bad somebody.
He's a very good player. He's a very good player. And it's also one of those things, too, where it's just like, Sacramento is just such a bad franchise.
It is.
And they just have been for so long.
Such
and it
a
was
bad
like,
franchise with such great fans.
Great fans, and they've had really great players.
Yes.
Like, there's been these little blips of fun times
Light
there.
Light the beam, baby!
Yeah, and that was such a fun thing a couple of years ago where they went on that run. They hadn't been in the playoffs in a million years, and they get De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, and they got something going there. And then they're just a bad franchise. And so De'Aaron's like, I don't want to be here. Like, I don't want to stick around for this and wallow in mediocrity at best in the NBA. I want to go join up with another superstar, and I want to try to win some championships. And so, yeah, his preferred destination is San Antonio. It'd be pretty cool if that does happen. Just fun to watch. And then Jimmy Butler obviously has been suspended again by the Miami Heat. We talked a little bit about that yesterday.
They baited the hell out of him.
Oh, yeah.
They baited the hell out of him.
You also got to not take the bait.
They baited
right?
the hell out of you. But like, they did not take it. Hey, this is Pat. Hey, Eric, go tell Jimmy in front of everybody that he's not starting.
Right.
All right. No, hold on. Wait. Wait till we get ready. Okay, guys, we're going to go over some stuff. And he goes out there with the starters, and you go tell him he's not starting.
Oh, right? Everybody who's starting tonight, take a step forward.
Yes.
Hold on, Jimmy.
Not so, yes.
Yeah.
Like,
no, they did it. They're being, like, both sides are being really petulant about this.
Yes.
It's just like, it's almost like who can outdo each other.
Right.
Because, like, if Jimmy in that moment is just like, all right, I'm just going to, all right, okay, I'm with those guys now then they look like dicks.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it'd be really easy just to not react to the stuff, and then Pat Riley and the Heat look like jerks in this situation. Whereas Jimmy has reacted to all of it, and he's out there messing around, not playing hard during games, and you know, walking out of the shoot around, like you said, and all this stuff. He keeps getting suspended, and he's the one that looks bad in the situation.
Yeah, I tell you, the funniest thing about the NBA is like when you read and listen to, read some of the, like these guys, you know, some of these dudes as far as the writers and everything like that, and how they're talking about how teams are planning for Giannis. In the next 2 years, mm-hmm. or they're planning for Luka. Mm-hmm. Luka ain't leaving Dallas. Luka got it made in Dallas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be thinking about certain, like, Giannis. Well, I don't know about Giannis.
I could see Giannis leaving Milwaukee.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a low-key brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's always the thing. Like, we're going to have $80 million in 2 years to all spend it on Luka. Because mm-hmm. Luka's going to be... Like he's gonna get another max mm-hmm. pretty soon.
Yeah, and then another one after
that. With that, and so by the time he'll be $80 million a year, somewhere mm-hmm. maybe more, mm-hmm. and things like that. But teams are preparing for that. But as we're talking with the Hawks with this draft, the thing with the NBA draft, and I've been like this for years. I don't outside of the top two. I mean, very rarely do you find a Jalen Johnson or somebody like that. Mm-hmm. But and that's why when we talk about moving picks, when it's like it's a 2028 unprotected pick. Oh, you're talking about gambling on a kid that's in middle school right now?
That, and then also it's just something you can bundle with other picks to trade for a guy if you need him.
But, I mean,
you're just trying to collect assets because they're so depleted.
They're so depleted
with all the trades
They need to replace the draft mm-hmm. picks as far as that.
They traded 5 second-rounders for Sadiq Bey.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I forgot. What's Sadiq doing?
Not playing here. Playing for somebody else.
Do you remember that offseason where it was like the five second round draft picks was a thing? Because
there was another one.
Crowder.
Uh huh.
Yeah, Crowder 5-2.
He plays for the bum ass Washington Wizards.
Okay.
So he'll probably actually get traded next week.
Yeah.
Because they're just anybody who's worth anything who plays for them, they're probably going to trade Kuzma maybe back to the Lakers. Would be hilarious. Goes back there. Here's the thing with Jimmy. Not to bring up all the who's he said she said whatever with Miami because it's over. It doesn't matter who looks bad. That relationship's over. The potential trade candidates to me are interesting. Obviously, everyone's talking about Phoenix. That's not that interesting to me. I don't think it does anything. I think that's just they tried it. It's not going to work in Phoenix. They're fun, kind of, but they're old, and it's not going to happen. Memphis
yes.
and Jimmy.
I like it.
Sounds really interesting.
I like it.
Something about Jimmy Butler and those guys
in that
city.
Yes.
Like that feels like the one
the old
that
grind
could
house.
Be. Yeah.
The old
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Grind.
Like that feels like the one that could actually be intriguing. Like he could go there and take them from what they are right now, which is they could make the Western Conference Finals mm-hmm. probably. Who knows? Like if Jimmy's healthy and plays like playoff Jimmy, who knows?
Yeah.
The sky's the limit really for those guys. They could maybe give the Thunder a run.
I mean, you look at it, I mean, you put him there, he's levels above Dylan Brooks without the agitation and all those things. He could defend. He
sure.
could defend like when
sure.
he wants to
yeah, yeah.
and do all those things. He's a better all-around player. He's a closer. And they already got another close on their team in Ja Morant. And so, yeah, when I saw the Memphis, I was like, oh, that makes so much more sense.
So much sense. Because then Milwaukee's the other one. It's like, I guess, maybe. Like, that could work. Him and Giannis feel like they would destroy each other by the end of the season. Their personalities would not
right.
be great. Put him in Memphis. Everybody's pretty low-key up there. Jimmy can perm his hair back out and wear eyeshadow, and they'll let him be weird.
Yeah,
and
like, looking like
play defense, we're good.
Looking like DJ from oh God! Why am I drawing a blank? From oh, never mind. But anyway, yeah,
I wasn't going to get the reference.
Yeah,
anyway.
You probably weren't. But yeah, I think it would be great.
I think
it would be great.
That's the one that I think would be the most likely to be successful. All right.
Do you think it happened?
You want to talk NFL draft?
All right. What are we talking about here?
The Titans have the number one pick.
Yeah,
they're probably going to make that pick. You think it'll be a quarterback?
Yes, I think it will. Okay. If they pick, I mean. I know that Carter, a lot of people, I saw a couple things where Carter.
Yeah, I've seen that Abdul Carter is the number one pick,
which wouldn't
pick.
Be a bad one, number one overall pick. They need a quarterback. And the thing with it is when you draft these young quarterbacks with coaches who are probably going to get fired if it don't go right because you got a young quarterback, well, how do you want to do that? Because when you look at the what's going on in Tennessee, I mean, they just fired Rand. I mean, you got rid of Vrabel. You're bringing this coach in. You put your money on Will Levis.
Who did they hire again?
Who?
Who's they have the same coach from last year. That's right. That's right. Yeah, they didn't fire their coach. Yeah, they fired their general. That's right.
And so you bring in the guy. And then the one thing with the Titans, they got a new GM, but now they're bringing all these other former GMs like Reggie McKenzie and other mm-hmm. guys like that. So that seems to me like that's too many cooks.
A
lot of cooks in the kitchen. Seems like they probably want their own guy at head coach, and then you got to bring in a young quarterback. And I don't know which one it's going to be, but I'm assuming if they don't trade it. They're taking a quarterback.
Yeah, I would.
They don't
think
have
so.
One.
I would think so. I also
Mason Rudolph's gonna be your quarterback.
No, you don't want that.
Yeah.
Or Levis. You already tried that. You don't want to do that again.
We saw what that is.
I mean, look, Abdul Carter's gonna go early. I know we talked to Conte during the college ball playoff about would he be there at 15?
No. Oh no.
He's not gonna be there at 15.
No,
he wasn't gonna be there at 15 anyway. And then he balled out in the playoff, and everyone saw what he was made of. So yeah, he's a top five pick. I was looking at a mock draft yesterday, one of the first athletic ones that came out. Falcons obviously at 15. They had them taking the corner from Michigan. Very good player.
He's a good player.
Probably not the best corner in the draft because Travis Hunter's the best corner in the draft.
Yes.
But one of the best corners, position need. Look, I mean, anything on defense, I can probably wrap my mind around. You'd prefer a guy who can get to the quarterback. And one of those two Georgia guys is probably going to be there at 15. But as long as the mock draft has the Falcons taking a defensive player, it's a mock draft that I can get behind. I guess if you are trying to talk yourself into an offensive lineman, like maybe at right tackle, but still, I don't think that's enough of a need. You got to get your defense better.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I can go back and think about, like, you know, the center, Dahlman's a free agent.
He's a free agent. Yeah, yeah, they'll probably re-sign him, though, wouldn't you think?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, he's been pretty good.
That's a situation. I don't know who's the best center, draftable center, that's worthy of being drafted right there. That's the also the thing you got to think about, who's worthy of being drafted right there. But, I mean, I'm hoping that they do take a defense. If it's not a defensive lineman, it has definitely got to be a corner. One of those two positions right there. No other position in the first round. Or you move back because you only have four picks.
Yeah, so, that's the other thing.
So can you move back and find a way to accumulate some?
We were
some
talking about that yesterday off the air because of the Judon trade.
It's going to be five picks.
Was the third rounder, and then because of the Cousins tampering thing, they lost their fifth rounder, right?
Yeah.
So they got first, second, fourth, and seventh.
Yes. Abe, you said it's going to be another pick.
I think one will get added.
Compensatory?
Compensatory, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. But all right. I think that, you know, when you look at it from that standpoint, you want more picks, then you can move back in the first, get you some extra stuff, and go from there. Because, I mean, you were telling me, like, outside the top, 15 top prospects, like, from, like, 16 to maybe 40,
there's not
a big disparity.
What I read from Daniel Jeremiah yesterday was – like the top end talent is kind of 1 through 20.
Right.
Whatever position you're looking for. Obviously, there's two quarterbacks that'll be in there, bunch of defensive linemen, couple offensive linemen, but that's where the blue chip talent in the draft is, which is usually true.
Yeah.
But 1 through 20, which is good because the Falcons have 15.
Right.
So hopefully they'll have their pick of whatever defensive player is there. But then he was saying kind of 20 through 60 is really even. Like a lot of the guys there, depending on what position you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
but the general talent right there is pretty equal in that 40 player range, which is great because you're going to have a second round draft pick too, and you need a bunch of help. So say you get a corner at mm-hmm. 15, then you're going to have to get a defensive lineman in the second round.
You're going to have to.
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
And so the fall off, again, if Daniel Jeremiah, this is his analysis early. The thing I like about him is as the process goes along and he watches more of these guys, sees them in person, talks to scouts, all that stuff, It'll all change. It'll all evolve. And he's like, no, that wasn't true. I thought this then. I think this now. So obviously you got to stay tuned to what he's going to say and as the draft gets closer. But, yeah, I mean, the bottom line is this. And we talked to Jeff Olbrich earlier this week about it. They have to get more talented on that side of the ball
mm-hmm.
or nothing matters.
Nothing. Nothing matters. And then you had to go back to after the draft process and everything like that. If the cap goes up, how much does the cap go up? How much is this? Because you're gonna take a big ass hit with this whole Kirk Cousins thing. So how much do you have to spend to be able to go? And we were talking before we did off the cuff. You know, we mentioned him yesterday. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but the third defensive tackle for the Eagles who had 11 and a half sacks. Like he's gonna be a free agent.
Yep.
He's gonna command big dollars. You know,
a third round draft pick from 4 years ago that had 11 and a half sacks.
Yeah. I mean, there's gonna be dudes that out there that maybe 3 years ago that were high end prospects like Hargrove and those guys. Like, he ain't lived up to that contract.
No, and he hasn't, and he's still going to command a lot of money on the open market.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, are you really in that ballpark? Maybe.
No, I was like, Khalil Mack? I mean, you know how I feel like drafting older pass rushers. Don't want to do it. But, I mean, there's some dudes that's going to be out there. But, yeah, the draft, it has to. If you're not going to pick it. If those guys who you don't want are there at 15, move back and get more picks.
Yeah, I love the idea of stocking up on more picks, especially if that 20 through 60 range is as talent-rich as Daniel Jeremiah says it is. Hey, this hour has been brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadlyBuys.com. We'll come back. We'll get into an NFL no huddle. The second most watched NFL playoff game ever last weekend? All right. We'll talk about that. Everything else that's going on, coaching carousel-wise, don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.